النقي means the pure, the immaculate, the clean. Al-Hadi means the guide. All the imams came for guidance.
As-salamu alaykum ya ahla bayt al-nubuwa wa mawdi'a al-risala wa mukhtalaf al-malaika.
Peace be upon the directors of right guidance, the lanterns in darkness, the patterns of piety.
This is Dialogue, an introduction into the most important dialogues and conversations of Imam Ali ibn Muhammad al-Hadi alayhi salam. Imam Ali ibn Muhammad al-Hadi alayhi salam was the 10th divinely appointed Imam, and he was the direct descendant of the Messenger of Allah, the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. He was the son of the 9th divinely appointed Imam, Imam Muhammad ibn Ali al-Jawad alayhi salam. He was the divinely appointed trustee. He was the divinely appointed rightful successor, and he was the divinely appointed Khalifatullah for the Muslims. We find that Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam was the only representative at the forefront of the opposition to the rule of the corrupt Abbasid caliphs. He was one of the prominent leaders of the Muslim Ummah who struggled against tyranny and oppression. Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam took a brave and unwavering position against the tyrannical kings of his age. He did not associate with any of them. Rather, Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam preferred to stay away from these tyrannical kings. And therefore, these kings held grudges and an enmity against Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam, and they inflicted him with severity and violence, ultimately leading to the martyrdom of Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam.
Parts of Ziyara text of Jam'atul Kabira, issued by Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. As-salamu ala a'immatil huda wa masabih at-tuja wa a'lam at-tuqa wa dawin nuha.
In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Peace be upon the directors of right guidance, the lanterns in darkness, the patterns of piety, the owners of understanding, the endued with thoughts, the havens of the peoples, the inheritors of the prophets, the perfect specimen, the most excellent call in the arguments of Allah against the inhabitants of the world, the hereafter and the former world. Allah's mercy and blessings too be upon you all.
Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. As-salamu ala mahal ma'rifat.
Peace be upon the exponents of the recognition of Allah, the centers of Allah's blessing, the essence of Allah's wisdom, the keepers of Allah's secrets, the bearers of Allah's book, the successor of Allah's Prophet, and the progeny of Allah's Messenger. May Allah send blessings upon him and his household. Allah's mercy and blessings too be upon them.
Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. As-salamu ala al-a'immat al-du'at.
Peace be upon the imams, the leaders, the guides, the chiefs, the authorities, the defenders, the protectors, the people of the reminder, the men in authority, the left ones by Allah, his select, his party, the case of his knowledge, his argument, his path, his light, his proof. Allah's mercy and blessings to be upon them.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parsetoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, dear listeners. It's an honor to have you with us. You're listening to Dialogue on IRIB English Radio. So, dear friends, we are talking about the dialogues of Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam, this divinely appointed Imam, from the household of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. So, Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam, of course, because he is this divinely appointed Imam, he is appointed by the Almighty Allah in order to be the Imam and to be the leader, whether religious or political, of the Muslims. We find that Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam, he spoke about various different things. And of course, one of the things which is really important when it comes to the position of the imama, it is the position of wilaya, this position of the authority and the leadership of the Muslims. In this position, of course, Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam spoke about various ethical, moral, akhlaqi issues. He talked about political issues. But of course, he also talked about jurisprudential and fiqhi issues as well. And so it's interesting, there's a conversation between Ali bin Mahziyar and Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam. And in this conversation, of course, Ali bin Mahziyar, he asks Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam that if there is a woman who suckles her infant child in the month of Ramadan, but when she does so, she ends up suffering quite a bit in her fasting, and she ends up feeding and suckling this infant child until she ends up fainting, and many a time she cannot fast. And so then Ali bin Mahziyar, he asked the question. He says, should this lady in the month of Ramadan continue to suckle the infant child, to give milk to the infant child, and end up breaking her fast while she's doing this because she ends up fainting? Or instead, should she just keep these fasts later on after the month of Ramadan and in the month of Ramadan give milk to the baby? And he also asked one other thing. He said, or should she just give up feeding the child, not giving milk to the child in the holy month of Ramadan so that she can fast? It's interesting here, Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam, he replied, he said that if this individual can hire a wet nurse for the infant, then she should try to do that and keep her fast in the holy month of Ramadan. But if for some reason she cannot hire a wet nurse for the child, that she should not fast and she should continue to suckle and give milk to the baby and perform her fasting later on after the month of Ramadan when she is able to. And so here we find what a beautiful religion Islam is, that it provides for these various different sensitivities and these different intricacies of human life. A religion which is in line with human values, it is in line with human nature, with the fitrah of human beings, and it is really a religion which has not come about in order to create troubles or trials or tribulations. Matter of fact, it is a religion, Islam, which has come about for the salvation of human beings, for the prosperity of human beings, both in this world and the next. And this is a very beautiful example here with Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam in this conversation with Ali bin Mahziyar, that, you know, Islam has not come to put burdens on individuals. It has come to free individuals. And this being a very nice example where the mother is requested to continue to give milk to the child, because it is the right of the child to receive that milk, and that she should not fast in the holy month of Ramadan if it is harmful to her or harmful to the child because of the providing of milk to the infant. What a beautiful way of allowing this bond between the mother and child to flourish, and at the same time, the flexibility and leniency to be able to accomplish these commandments of the Almighty Allah at another time. This is Dialogue, Imam Al-Hadi, alayhi salam. Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Dialogue. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.ir/en Call of Islam page, where you can find all of our previous programs and many other great programs as well. Until another episode, fi amanillah, and God bless you all.